ask the question, okay, so tea is a very necessary background feature for the health revolution, without which you can't have urbanization. And so Japan and England could build up huge cities. If you take the easy logical consequence, oh well, they had big cities, so they must have had industrialization, you commit a logical error. There's no connection between having big cities and industrialization automatically. There are many other things you need as well as dense populations. It's a necessary cause. You can't have industrialization of that kind without big cities, but having them doesn't lead into industrialization. And the contrast between Japan and England is therefore very interesting, because the cities of Japan were entirely different from British cities. They were very dense, they were very big, but there was no smoke. They were very clean because they weren't burning coal. And there were hardly any machines of any kind. Everything was done, carried on the human back. All the grinding and pulping and so on was done by human labour. So it wasn't a machine civilization. It's what has been described elsewhere as an industrious civilization or revolution occurring there. They worked very hard. They were very well organized. And they produced the wealth of these big cities by organization and human energy. The cities of the West, and particularly England, were industrial. They had begun to replace human labor by machines. And they were dirty and black and using coal and machines. And so they were heading towards our kind of industrial civilization, whereas Japan was heading towards a very hard-working industrious civilization. And this is why no one in the 1830s, 40s, 50s could have been led to believe that Japan or China were heading towards industrialism. We tend to think of this as a set of stages which all societies will move through, and there are many people who say that if the West had never existed, Japan and China would have had their own industrial revolution. There is absolutely no sign that this would have occurred there. It was necessary that it happened somewhere else. But the miracle of Japan is that, of course, having happened somewhere else, they took it up far faster as a technique in Japan than anywhere else.